You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product! Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it. And sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom. So, yo, another episode of K100 Talks. Disco, what's the subject?
Boom. Well, just obviously, this is what everybody's talking about. We're recording Tuesday. And, last night I was just assuming that we would be talking about the Trump arrest. But he hasn't been arrested yet. And I'm reading online, they're saying it's tomorrow. But just first off, you know, it's fascinating how all this information traveled and stuff. And then, you know, all it was based on was just a tweet that Trump put, or a post on Truth Social that Trump put out, said that he was going to get arrested on Tuesday. And I, like, there wasn't corroboration. There wasn't, like, and like everybody and their mother, like, you know, with like a lack of information, everybody just had to comment and stuff. And what's Ron DeSantis saying? What's his position on this? Just like it's like all the people that live on social media were like yelling at everybody to get their take on this, right? And like kind of, you know, it's funny too.
Pence even defended him.
Well, just but here, like everybody had commented. But the funniest thing was, is, you know, when we look at like fake outrage, it's like we look at the left, you know, like the virtue signaling stuff. Bro, the right wingers are just like that too.
I've said
that. You know, this right, you know, it's just like I've said politics is just a ping pong ball of hypocrisy. Like everything that you know, demonize the other side for, at some point you've looked in the mirror and you've done the exact same thing. Just like with the different sensibilities.
Yeah, bro, it's like the same thing. And I always say, not only is that correct, and I've been saying it for a while, it's the same thing with the LGBTQ movement. You know, they're always talking about how, you know, people are attacking them and, you know, they're being minimized and all this other shit. But, bro, if you don't agree with them, they bully you to death.
It's like they scratch you in the face. It's like the type of way that you're right. I mean, it's like, yeah, they like go try to gouge your eyes and stuff. And they get mad that you like are disagreeing with that position, you know.
But and if you're a lesbian or gay or bisexual, you have to accept the transgenders into your thing, or else you're a TERF, right? Is that what it's
right.
called? But I read a lot about, you know, lesbians or gays or whoever that don't necessarily like. Why is the T a part of this? We don't. You know what I mean?
And, well, the women are being like, bro. There's a couple videos today of like a runner overseas that was in a contest. You know, a male runner just smoked everybody, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, that's a different argument, but I won't talk about Trump.
Well, let me just get back to what Joe said. There's a T in it because all of those are not, you know, traditional, you know, like heterosexual. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so everything is not
gay,
traditional.
Trans, play. Queer, all that shit is all grouped together.
What's this I? I noticed there's an I in there too.
They added an I?
What's an I? Joe, look that up. I saw it. LGBTQI. Maybe.
Bad eye.
No, bro. That might be. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a good point.
Let me see this. What is the I?
I is intersex.
Intersex. Whatever the
fuck's that?
Intersex person is born with a combination of male and female biological traits.
Okay. So. All right. So, we'll get back to Trump.
Isn't it? Let me just say one last thing. Isn't it funny when we were growing up, like no men thought they were women or vice versa or both.
And then you go to like the gay clubs. Remember that club we went to in Atlanta?
Yeah. The 24 hour
Backstreets, right? The Backstreets. Yeah. And on straight night on Friday and Saturday after hours, they would have the straight section up there, but it's the same club. You would have drag shows and stuff. And you know, and it was fine. You had to walk through like all the gay people to get to the straight section. Nobody cared.
Well,
you know?
It was kind of funny because the gay guys, they were kind of like what we do with women. They'd catcall you if they thought you were hot. Remember that?
Well, the funniest thing about it is, we're getting off a different conversation, but just to continue it. Bro, it seemed like there was more tolerance and inclusivity back in the late 90s, the late 90s than there is now.
No, I would not say that.
No. I'm saying because that community has got...
Club scene, not in general.
Well, I'm just saying, in the club scene. Well, the social scene, which is where it matters.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
Bro, the club scene is the social scene. That's what I'm saying.
No. Not everybody goes to clubs. The club scene, we were like, it's cool because the best DJs were gay. And when the gays came in, the party got more crunk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It added another element of bizarreness or whatever you want to call it. And they were cool. We were cool with them, but we accepted them. You know,
I'm saying is there wasn't as much toxic political activism coming from that community as there is now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right.
But that's
definitely changed. Right.
But that's in general.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Conan mentioned how things, of course, everybody was cooler with each other in the clubs. But you got to remember, you guys were in pro wrestling. And in the wrestling world, there's been gay wrestlers forever. Whereas the NFL didn't have
I don't remember too many guys in the locker room coming out as gay.
I think of Pat
in Mexico.
Patterson,
yes.
Mexico. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Trump. So he's supposed to get arrested for this, and I've got two contrasting opinions on this. Number one, I kind of share, a lot of people on the left think this too. It's if you're going to go after Trump, it should have been for something way, way more than this.
I think the exact same thing.
Right. And then even people that the toxic left, the people that they the MAGAs are all insurrection, so they love it. Because this was designed, and the point of this is to make Trump look bad. That's all they want to do. They want to make him look bad. They want to just, parade him in handcuffs and just, but they're not going to really, Alan Dershowitz has always been spot on with legal stuff or thing. He says, absolutely, Trump can get convicted. He says, because you're talking about New York. New York hates Trump.
Right.
And if you get a New York jury and New York judge, he goes, he could absolutely lose. But he said more than likely he would appeal and win an appeal and nothing will happen. So it's kind of like a waste of time other than make him look bad. However, I would say that Trump from the get-go of when he got into politics is dude, you're playing with fire and you can get what you ask for because he ran – this guy Bragg, he ran as part of his thing was he was going to get Trump, which is not how justice is supposed to work. You're supposed to find a crime has been committed, and then find out who do you whatever. You're not supposed to just investigate somebody and find out if they committed crimes. That's not how it works, right? But ultimately this is the ultimate karma. If Trump does get arrested. When he ran on lock her up, and that was the people chanted it in the rallies and stuff. If you want to talk about karma, this is the ultimate karma. Yo, Conan and Joe,
ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And you heard that. No more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
one guard.
Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can get that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So here's the thing. Like you said, if you're going to get them on something, you know, that's impactful. You know, this is basically, you know, they're trying to say that, you know, they're trying to get them for
in Georgia, you know, the voting thing.
The stuff for Stormy Daniels. That's right. Really what it is, you know, and that the guy turned against him, Cohen. All right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the original Roy Cohen was his dad. But anyways, so Cohen turned against him. Stormy Daniels turned against him, you know, that they had used money to pay her off for her silence. Right. Mm-hmm. This is actually a misdemeanor. But what makes it a felony is that, you know, they're accusing him of like financial.
I think that's still a misdemeanor.
It's the amount that makes it a felony.
Because here's the thing, and this is why, everybody's, you know, when you're talking about a presidential candidate, okay, we're basically, you know, whatever these people do, they should be tried at the voting booth, you know, there's different. When we say it's justice for everybody, but politicians have always been treated completely different, right?
Right.
But Hillary, you know, had the basically what they want to charge Trump for, if I'm correct with this, is the same charge that Hillary settled out of court for the Steele dossier stuff, where she paid the Steele dossier and didn't submit it as a campaign finance like thing. And bro, like, I look back to
that's exactly what it is. I couldn't find the word, but basically what it was is he's alleged to have broken election laws,
right?
Because he attempted to hide his payments to,
right,
you know, her, because he didn't want people to know he had an affair with her. Okay, covering up a crime by covering up a crime by falsifying records is a felony. But here's the problem. So how much time is he going to do for that? Probably.
Well, that's the thing. It's very, probably very nothing.
So why are you even doing this?
Yeah, he'll be out on bail pending these.
They just want to get the hard on of seeing his mugshot, seeing him dragged away in handcuffs, and whatever time he does, if any, right? Because there's been a concerted effort, okay? Much like the one where they try to bury you and me, you know, on fucking social media, these snowflakes, same type of concerted effort by the Democrats, who, you know, he was probably in New York, pissed a lot of people off because he's bombastic and he's fucking, you know, he's got a big head and he's fucking rude. So he pissed off all of New York, and then he pissed off all the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they've been trying to get him for a long time and they can never get him. You know, if you remember, they were trying to, and this was actually started by Nancy Pelosi when they were trying to say that he was accused of like withholding military aid as a means of like Zelensky had just gotten in, if you remember, to pursue investigations of Joe Biden and his son.
Yeah, they impeached him, right.
Right, and also to investigate, which was a conspiracy theory then and now, that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the 2016 presidential election. Remember when they were getting into the on social media, and they had all the fake bots and all the shit that they did, and they had like a whole building full of people on there, and that was
the troll armies, yeah,
right, to sow divisiveness in our country, which they obviously did a good job of. So they've been going after him for a while. They haven't been able to get him, and then they come with this week's lost shit, you know.
And well, and then plus two, the guy ran on getting Trump, which is why I think it's like, well, I have to do this because this is what I ran on.
Who's that?
Alvin Bragg, and I think he's now getting heat from the left because they're like, bro, Chris, there's a great soundbite from Chris Rock. Like somebody recorded him at a comedy thing, I guess, last night. Everything. He's like, you guys are really seriously going to arrest Trump? He goes, don't you think that that's just going to make him more popular? It's like when you arrested Tupac, he just sold more records.
Or,
he just right. It's just like, you know, when you arrested Tupac, he just sold more
banned,
records.
When something's
right.
censored, when you put you must be this years old to listen, or
right,
that piques more interest. Well, not only that, and the fact that, you know, half of the country is fucking conservative, and I don't know how many of those, maybe 10%, 15%, have zero problem going out there and starting either riots or problems, or, you know, you saw what happened at the Capitol at the fucking January 6th, you know?
Right.
So there's that also. But go ahead.
Well,
they want to recreate another January 6th thing. That's why they're...
Well, they're trying to rile the Republicans up into doing something again, right?
And who's the guy that's been mentioned that supposedly had a whole lot to do with January 6th, and now
he's... What, the Ray Epps guy?
Yeah, what's his deal? He's a phony?
Well, I don't know. Everybody says he's supposedly a federal plant.
Like a sleeper agent. Dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But let me talk about this, too. So the other thing was how the right-wingers were all like, what is DeSantis going to do about this? This is his moment. He needs to, like, you know, not go along with the extradition, all this shit, everything. And I was like, you know, what do you want to say? First of all, we have a post from Trump saying this. Everybody's freaking out. We have no corroborating evidence. And, like, I guarantee you he's going to come out there and just say, wait till I see more facts, which is one of the things that he said. I don't know what the facts are. He goes, and, like, paying porn stars off is something I can't really speak to. He goes, but this does look like weaponization from the
left.
From the left to try to, you know, as a weapon against Trump. And says that's not right. Everybody got all over him for it. Like, that wasn't strong enough. He needs to, like, defend. Bro, like, Trump has been going after
Trump's
this guy.
Has
been burying him on thing for months, and he hasn't even announced he's running for president yet.
Yeah.
It's like, what is exactly is DeSantis supposed to do? He's like, you know, he's like, he said, hey, I got things to worry about here. I'm the governor of Florida. I got things to worry about. It's like, you guys are trying to, like, make me comment on this and everything. It sounds like, you know, I don't know what the facts are. Because when he gets arrested, or if they do the arresting, you know, we'll see what happens. But, like, right now we just have reports and everybody's freaking out. The Twitter community is bullying everybody into making a statement now and stuff. It's ridiculous. But like I said, this could all be complete speculation. This could all be somebody like Trump read that, you know, an article that he was going to get arrested or something like that.
They are setting up, like, they expect some shit to go down. So,
well, no. Here's the thing. Yeah. They did put barriers in front of the courthouse, but that's because people were worried about protesting even before he's arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would do that. You're not like, you know, oh shit, you know, everybody's all mad now. Let's set the barriers up so we don't have people breaking windows of the courthouse and stuff, right? So, you know, but like I said, This to right now, to me, it's like, I don't, you know, we talked enough about it. We don't have facts. What it's like, we hear reports and our media stinks, you know. So it's like, I don't know if these reports are true or not, everything, or everybody's just doing this because this is a hot topic and they're getting clicks.
And not only that,
bro, you know,
at the end of the day, the master of the trolls and the master manipulator of social media might have done it just to get sympathy from his base.
Exactly.
They're coming for me.
And everybody,
100% that could be it, you know. Right. He's being the snowflake, right. You know. And then now he's everybody emboldened, everybody knows stuff, whatever. But like, we'll see what happens.
Let me just say real quick to you. I think, and first, like, I would not vote for Trump. So I'm not.
You know, you did the last time.
I'm not a Trumper, you know. But
you did the last time.
I would vote for a rock over Joe Biden. But
Conan,
what up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat? more testosterone, more energy, better mood. There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or Boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
I think that, like you guys said,
this, what is your problem with Joe Biden? Because you always bury the guy.
He's just been
mentally incapable.
Let me ask Joe, and then I'll ask you.
I had a problem with Biden from when he was vice president. Obama had a problem with Biden as vice president.
Why did he have a problem when he was vice president?
Because he shouldn't be there. He's always been a crooked, phony. Like he had to
tell
drop
me one
out of
fucking politician that isn't crooked and phony.
Biden's egregious. And
every
politician,
bro, if you're in there for 30 fucking years, of course it's going to be egregious. When you're on the top
of anything,
whether it's Ford, Chevrolet, WWE, AW, you're going to get your fucking hands dirty. Because sometimes if you're not doing it, you got to protect your business and its image. It could be a worker and you don't want people to find out, you know. So, bro, that's bullshit. Everybody in fucking politics is crooked. That's your fucking excuse. Let me just say this for the people that are new to the fucking show. I don't give a fuck about Biden or any politician. Yeah. None. Zero. Doesn't matter who you put in front of me. Maybe the guy that actually followed me on Twitter, Young or Yang or whatever his name was.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying. And my thing is, like you guys said, this is an attempt to get a stink on Trump if he's going to run again. And to me,
answer my question. So you didn't like him as a vice president because he was crooked. Oh, really? Okay.
That's every
member of the House of Representatives, 435 guys, and every member of the Senate and anybody in politics, mayor, governor, everything. So that's a weak excuse. So as a president, what's your problem with him?
He's a robot. He's not.
Are you really asking, Cody? Is that a serious question?
Yes, I am really fucking asking. So don't.
Okay, why are you yelling? Because
I don't like when you try to minimize what I'm trying to say. If I'm asking him, it's because I'm curious. What is your problem with the fucking guy?
Because
I don't like him myself. I want to hear what's your problem. The vice presidential reason you just gave me is weak. What's the president? He's a robot.
He's always been a flip flopper. He's full of shit. He's the reason in the early 90s when he got all those arrest laws changed so that all the black youth could get arrested.
We're talking about the president.
They were young animals and all that. Well, that's why
that's relevant.
Now it's because
he's evolved from that, obviously, because he used to say racist, dumb shit, and he's evolved from that. Just like Obama, he didn't believe in gay marriage and he evolved. Are we allowed to evolve? But go ahead.
Wait a minute. Time out. I'll argue this with you.
Yep.
Evolved? Or just saying the right things.
Just saying the right. That's what I. That's
maybe
my problem.
You know,
saying the right
thing. Because I don't know if you evolve. Because I think once
I've evolved on a lot of shit.
Right. Yeah. But here's my.
Why can't they?
Here's my problem with Joe Biden. It's very obvious. The guy's mentally. The guy look at videos from him from 8 years ago and look at him now. The guy's mentally declined.
We're the
greatest nation in the world, and our leader. When he speaks, you're worried that he's going to mumble and you know, lose his train of thought and just lose it out there. He looks like he's undergoing the process towards dementia.
How old is
I don't think he's like 76, Conan. You should look at him from when he spoke when he was like 65. When he was 65, he spoke well.
Right, but how many, you know, compare guys when they're 65 and they're 76, how many of them are really
80?
And here's the other thing I don't like about Biden, okay? is Kamala Harris.
80. I was thinking to myself,
Kamala Harris.
I'm not a fan of her either.
She comes across as somebody that talks to everybody like they're stupid. And it's so off-putting.
And
it's so
she's the one that I would accuse of saying the right things.
Right, right. Because she's cringe. She is cringeworthy. You know, when you watch her speak in front of people, right? So it's like,
so she's got practice bullshit.
And honestly, you know, with Trump and DeSantis, well, DeSantis obviously is younger than everybody. So I'm all in on the young guy that looks like very competent, and he knows what he speaks well. He fights hard for his state and everything, all that. But like Trump, even though he's older, he's kind of funny and brash.
Yeah,
like you know, you laugh at him a lot. You know, you never laugh at Joe Biden.
He's
old
too, but how old
he's like 73. He's fucking old too.
He's older than that.
Is he? Is he 70? How old? Look how old he is.
Trump
maybe 75.
Trump is 76.
Yeah, see. Joe Biden's 78. Right.
Biden's 80. We don't need either one.
But he's way more lucid.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
But you've got to hope, and this is just me being optimistic because I'd rather be optimistic than pessimistic, that the people around him, you know, are smart enough to say, hey, okay, he's not giving us the best look out there, but at least when he has to make decisions, hopefully he's asking other people for their opinion, or people are kind of guiding him in the right place.
What you would say, because you don't vote.
When you look at his cabinet, too, that's a problem, because a lot of his cabinet hires were just straight up diversity hires, including that baggage thief, whatever that he brought in for the cabinet. Like, who's advising him? And are they any good?
If you know? We didn't have as much, because remember last election we talked about this. I voted on a single issue. Remember what my issue was?
First Amendment.
Free speech. I don't see that changing. I see that this administration is continuing to try and tighten the screws on free speech and disinformation and misinformation.
Why
all that bullshit,
how many people
that
fucking Obama – he was a big threat to journalists, you know?
Yeah.
He would intimidate them.
Funny too?
Yeah.
You look at some of these guys, like all these neutral journalists on Twitter, like, you know, Matt Taibbi and stuff, all these guys. They're like saying the stuff that we were saying for a while, and it's coming out now. And it's funny how like everybody's just catching up to this, as how the progressive left is the new religious right with the censorship. Like the religious right used to be to try to, you know, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, and then now the left is like that. You know, it's completely flip-flopped and inverted, and people
and
are seeing that, you know?
Is pro,
and
war.
And I was never a fan of the religious right, ever.
No.
Ever. That's been, like, one of the most cringeworthy things about the Republicans is that they've got this, you know, this party that still believes in religious doctrine, indoctrination and stuff, everything. And I'm like, you know, I mean, it's a good theory for raising a family, but to, like, cramp it down on everybody else, it's like there's 95 religions out there. You know, it's like you're trying to take the one Christian religion and enforce on everybody. It's like, come on. So I don't know.
So let me just say real quick. I would have no problems if they did arrest Trump, just for the simple fact that he's got mega heat with me for two reasons. The first one, Disco will probably like, because he's not Puerto Rican, but me being Puerto Rican, when the shit happened, that hurricane happened over there, and he was like, oh, you know, he was fucking throwing paper towels and shit, like free throws, and here you go, and here you're making fun of these fucking people. And then he was in some fucking golf tournament, and he was like, yeah, I want to dedicate this trophy to the Puerto Rican people. I was like, bro, take that fucking trophy and stick it up your fucking ass. Plus, he had this unusual hate for McCain, me being in the Navy. To me, he was a hero, because not only was in the Naval Academy, which is not easy to get into or graduate from, bro, the guy was a naval aviator. When I first did my ASVAB test, which is the Armed Forces fucking test that Joe said he did great on. I highly doubt that.
My friend and I were number one and two.
Really? So why didn't you join? Because your friend didn't join? Was that the reason?
Yeah. Looking for something to do. And once he bailed, lost.
I don't see you as a – I don't see you as a naval aviator. Those guys,
I could be president. I should be president right now.
Yeah, a Bambla. But anyway, so the guy was a naval aviator, which is what I actually tried out for first. And they were like, yeah, your ASVAB test ain't high enough. These are the things you have to do to fucking pass it. And I was like, fuck all that. So the guy was a naval aviator, bro, you know, and he was fucking doing all these ground attacks from aircraft carriers, all right? And so the reason I say that, because it's very easy to see where the aircraft carrier is and then follow you back there and bomb the fucking thing. Okay. So the guy fucking gets caught, and his fucking jet was shot down. He was seriously injured. He was captured by the North Vietnamese. He was tortured for 5 or 6 fucking years. Imagine that. Bro, I've seen the thing, the cells that they held him in, these bamboo things, is fucking inhuman. The guy had physical disabilities like for the rest of his life over there. He's a fucking hero. And not only did Trump bury him, he was like, oh, well, I don't like heroes that get caught or whatever.
Yeah, that was one of the dumbest things he's ever said.
You didn't even join the military, you fucking coward. And number two, when the guy died, bro, when you die, at least show your respects. He didn't show up to the funeral. But anyway, so that's why he has heat with me.
Yeah. All right. He's a clown. Yeah. So when and if Trump gets arrested, we will revisit this. But I thought we were going to be doing this because it's on Tuesday.
I think this is a stupid reason, very weak, just like you alluded to, Disco. That's what you're going to try to get him on. Because if you do get him on that and you get the hard on with him being handcuffed in the mugshot, how long could they keep him in there for?
Right. Really? I don't know. No, they would need to get bail around. But ultimately, it's like really hush money for affairs. It's like how many people are doing that? Or like, you know, right. Come on.
At
like,
the geez. Moment.
Right.
It's like, you know what's funny? When you always catch guys doing crimes that you would think when they saw somebody else got caught, they'd stop and they just continue. From the wieners to everybody.
But here's ultimately the thing that is troubling and why it's difficult to get Trump. And if you ever heard Michael Cohen say this and stuff, bro, Trump doesn't email and Trump doesn't text.
Right.
The evidence is very difficult to find of things that this guy does.
Like,
you know,
old school,
right?
Mob.
Old school, but right. You know, but yeah, right. They go in the hot tub, right?
In the sauna. Right.
Let's go in the steam room, right?
And when he speaks, he won't say names and stuff. He'll be like, you know, that thing over there with that guy, take care of that.
Bro.
Like the mob. You know?
Why do you think he plays so much golf?
Yeah,
how much of his shit is done on the golf course, right? You know, so, all right. So that's been our talks this week.
If you got any comments, any opinions on this, please mail them to k100questions@gmail.com. We'll check you out next week. Boom.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.